Yeah. Well, you know, one thing about recuperating and recovering is you got a lot of time on your hands. A lot of time.
What have you done with this time?
Well, as you know, I haven't been on the air. I don't go in the office very much. I get driven to a lot of doctor's appointments. Seems like I spend a lot of time in the windshield time. But I got lost in my library this week. When y'all said that you were going to do the cost versus value broadcast this coming Saturday, I have a library at home, and I have a little library at the office. And one of the books was the forecast for 1981 that was done every year by a bank called Western Savings here in the Valley. They were a big company, the Driggs.
You would keep that.
Yeah. And Mom wants to know, what are you doing with that?
Because the truth is, I have a home and a library, not that we have a library in a home. Just clarifying.
Yeah. But, well, look, here's 1980 right here by Western Savings. And it was the Driggs family. Great people. Didn't survive all the bank mess that went on. But as I recall, the Driggses were the ones that donated the land to the Boy Scouts for Camp Geronimo.
Oh, very
so
cool.
So they're very, very well rooted. But it's interesting to read the 1980 and 1981 projections of where the neighborhood, and where the state they thought was going to be in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years.
How close? You have some...
Not very.
Is it ever?
Well, you know, they have said that we're going to get to, Arizona's going to get to 20 million. You know, the earliest I saw, you mentioned Frank Lloyd Wright earlier, Taliesin did a report. They actually named the city the Sun Corridor that stretches from Nogales to basically Black Canyon City, and they're anticipating that will all be one urban core. There won't be gaps in between anymore. Casa Grande will grow into Ahwatukee, and Anthem will grow into Black Canyon City, and Tucson and Sorrento will grow into Nogales, and it'll all be one continue. And, you know, the earliest predictions that I remember is that Sun Corridor would hold 10 to 15 million people, and we would be there by 2020. Well, fortunately, we won't.
I was going to say, I'm glad we missed that one.
Fortunately, we won't. But I was talking about this couple that called our remodeling company and wanted us to do a remodel we originally designed for them way back in the early 2000s. You know, what I tell people when you're considering remodeling is the whole remodeling industry is trained to get you to tell them what your budget is. And all I can say is don't do that. Don't reveal what your budget is, because there's a couple reasons for that. You lose negotiating, and don't set your heart on a budget until you get a professional out there and talk to them about what you want done. Stay open-minded. It will be more expensive than you think. My master bathroom is 5 feet by 7 feet. Two vanities, a shower, no tub, and a toilet. And just going in and dressing up the tile, the bathroom vanities, replacing the toilet, paint, some new lighting, some new mirrors, some new medicine cabinets. A 5x7 with me doing the work myself, and Jennifer doesn't pay me hourly when I do work at my home. That's why some of our projects last a little bit longer than she would like. But we dropped $15,000 over the course of a year and a half getting that done. And that blows my mind. I walk in there and say, How can you put that much money in this room? And if you would add my labor and then add a contractor's overhead and profit, you would be close to $30,000. And I mean, you can get to $20,000 or $30,000 in a bathroom in the blink of an eye. So don't give people, don't give remodelers your budget. And if they start asking you, what's your budget, what's your budget, what's your budget, you probably have the wrong contractor, okay? What you want to do is visit with the contractor, the pro, that you know has been operating successfully in your neighborhood, and tell them what you want done, and they ought to be able to tell you what your budget needs to be. And I think that's a much more fair way to come up with an estimate, is let them tell you. Don't set a number in your head before you get a professional out there. You will only be disappointed. And once the contractor that's been operating successfully in your neighborhood, doing those kinds of similar projects for a number of years, looks at the project, they can look at you. I just a month ago was visiting a couple in North Scottsdale, and we looked at their master bathroom, we looked at their hall bathroom, and I said, you know, we've done projects like this in the neighborhood, in this very neighborhood, where your neighbors have spent about $60,000 for both bathrooms, and we've done projects in this neighborhood where they spent $120,000. So you need to have your budget somewheres around $75,000 to $100,000. And I think we settled on about $80,000. And then they went out with our designers and started making all their selections. And it came back, oops, $130,000. Rosie's mistake. But now we sit down with the couple and we say, okay, if you want to get back to the original budget, we're going to have to change a few specifications on the products you've selected. And instead of this particular slab, let's look at this alternate slab. And, you know, we'll be able to get down to under 100 with a little working together. And that's the way I think remodeling budgets should get established. Now, once they're established and once you're ready to proceed, Remodeling Magazine issues the cost versus value. And you can take a look for about 15 different projects, depending on how much you're going to invest, how much you can anticipate getting back in an appraisal, or if you would sell the house in the next 12 months. And I tell people, look, generally speaking, you're only going to get about half to 60% back. You've got to decide what it's worth it for you and your lifestyle and your enjoyment of the house. And then if we start doing energy efficient things, your return on investment can come back a little bit quicker, because I'll save you money on your power bills letting us do a few little things while we're here. But don't anticipate putting $50,000 or $60,000 into a hall bathroom or a second bathroom and think you're going to get $40,000 to $55,000 back out of it. You're not. You're going to get $20,000 to $30,000 at the most. But what is it worth to you to live in the house, improve your quality of life? There's just a couple tips on how to establish your budget and how to deal objectively with the investment you're going to have to make.
CostVersusValue.com, and you can get the 2019 report. It is a free download. I think they make it give you your email and a little bit of contact information, but it breaks it down by region and by project. And, you know, there's things on here that there are not things on here that do apply to real life. Our last caller from Tucson, his name, was it David?
Yes.
Was it David, our last? So he was looking to reduce the heat gain to his west facing wall. And he was citing some outsolation examples in the neighborhood where they took the adobe brick and they put stuff, styrofoam over it, chicken wire, and stuccoed it.
Western one coat.
Which I would never tell anybody to stucco over an original adobe building. You just
because of the charm. Of the
oh adobe. My gosh, you lose so much. And now you've got to now paint that stucco every 8 to 10 years. So you're creating an additional sinkhole for money. And how much less does he have to invest on a metal trellis and a couple grapevines to shade that west side versus the cost of that western one coat stucco siding? So his cost versus value and a stucco insulation versus a metal trellis with vines isn't something that's covered in this report, but it's something you got to consider when you're investing money in your home.
Absolutely. Well, shall we? We've got a caller on hold. Shall we see if we can help him out?
That's Neil in Tucson. Welcome to the program.
Tucson's active today.
Oh, thank you. I have a project. I'd like to put a reverse osmosis filter under my kitchen sink. The problem is I have a quartz countertop, and I'll need to drill a hole through that. How do I drill a hole through a quartz countertop?
Well, let me. It's going to be behind the kitchen sink. The little gooseneck yes. you're going to put?
Yes.
Okay. The first thing you're going to do is crawl in underneath that cabinet and look up to the area you want to put that hole and tell me if you see plywood or if you see the actual stone. Because...
when I've looked at it before, it's just the, you know, it looks like the actual stone, but there's plastic reinforcements in there.
Okay. So when we cut a hole in a slab top, we generally have the plywood subsurface there, and we have to cut a hole in that too. If that plywood was cut out so big that you're not going to have to make your way through that, it makes it a little bit simpler to drill it, and it makes it a little bit simpler to mount that gooseneck. And you can get to any one of the... tile stores, Arizona Tile down in Tucson, or any of the big tile stores.
Ancient Stone.
And just get a special bit. The danger is when you haven't practiced this, the drill wants to crawl on you, go across the surface. As you start, it doesn't want to go straight in. It kind of wants to walk across, and then you're scarring up the slab.
Because it's a stone product or granite, it's not a consistent material. Now,
that's true.
When you're drilling through wood, for the most part, the wood's pretty consistent all the way through. You do have, you know, your knots and your tree lines, your tree rings from the different age, but the rock material is so different, and the drill is looking for the path of least resistance. And there's actually a lot of these drills, they clamp on to the countertop when they're fabricating them in the shop. So see if them or another granite company has some scraps, because what they do is
that's
they make
a
template. And once they got the template done and they're done making the countertop, there's always scrap material. See if you can't pick up some scrap pieces.
And practice once or
twice.
Practice
a few times, because
that's a great tip.
Expensive repair you'd never be able to... The repair for that is a new countertop, messing that up, because you can't repair granite.
And the other option, Neil, is if you have any other plumbing work that needs to be done at the house, virtually all plumbers have that bit in their truck. You know, you might want to verify with them that they can do it. But for that bit, I think you're going to spend, you know, $30 to $50. To use one time. And the other option would be pay a plumber $125 to take care of one or two plumbing things and drill the hole for you.